pages 15 and 16. What in the world do we suppose this means? Do you think it is Gabriel or Michael the archangel standing on the rim of a silver-lined cloud while trumpeting peals of thunder, the clarion call to arms for all able-bodied saints? Does our imagination then carry us to the heights of heaven, and do we see myriads of feather-winged angels amassing with us for battle? Perhaps this was the case at an earlier time, but not now. Please hear me, fellow angels and sojourners in Christ. Angels in the Scriptures speak of messages dispatched from God, especially those delivering the messages. And this is whether they are special created spirit beings or human beings. And the latter could be on either side of the veil. Most of the angels we read about in the Bible are men who had not tasted death. Some could be those who have crossed over to the other side and are among the innumerable company of angels and or the spirits of just men made perfect, as noted in Hebrews 12, verses 22 and 23. One who sounds a trumpet can be a messenger that delivers the message of a particular note that is heard and understood by those for which it is intended. The angels, messengers of Christ, sound the trumpet that will cause the body of his elect to be called together in one spirit. It is a superimposition, the high assembly of Hebrews 10:25. Although they may be scattered to the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other, when they hear the call, they will be gathered together in one accord, in one mind, in one voice, and in one spirit in the Lord's day. After they are assembled, not in one physical location, but as a united spiritual body over the entire earth, what do we suppose they will be doing? Sitting on clouds and strumming harps? Singing religious songs in a celestial choir? Or perhaps discussing the affairs and strategies of the kingdom with their captain and his 12 apostles? On a carnal plane of the natural mind, such might be the thought to be conceivable. But the elect of God are not living after things of the natural mind. Paul said in Romans 8:9 that you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. And his Spirit does dwell in us. No doubt we are very often in the realm of our natural makeup of going about our daily affairs. This is neither good nor bad. It is merely part of our lives as we continue our journey. Yet our lives are still in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, whether we are consciously aware of it or not. We are now seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, as Paul reminded us in Ephesians 2:16. When we are called together by his angels in the great day of the Lord, and by the word of authority and the command to assemble, we will do so in the spirit of the word we hear. It is in the spirit that we will be in the Lord's day. The keys of the kingdom will be given to us. His power, his authority will surely become evident throughout his body. It is then that we will have overcome and be found worthy to shake both heaven and earth by the command of his word. Therefore, the Apostle John was in spirit in the Lord's day, not in a church service on the Sabbath day of the week. He was engulfed in the spirit of the Lord in the Lord's day. Otherwise, he would not have heard his voice, for it is in his day and out of his day that he speaks. The earth-shaking experience certainly took place on one of the 7 days of the week, and it might have been on the seventh day, Saturday. But the issue was not when and where his body was taking up space. It was when and where he came to be in the Spirit, that is, in the midst of the day of the Lord. And for him to have seen his Lord in such splendor of his day, in such purity, in such profound majesty, in such fiery judgment, how could we possibly conclude that a day at the end of a six-day work week is a day that could revolutionize the world and change it forever? From sound perspective and understanding, such is inconceivable. What a wonderful day in which to live, namely in the one that is dawning, the day of the Lord. Eleanor Roach, The Pathfinder, Post Office Box 4004, Alamogordo, New Mexico, 88310-4004.